This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Saddam Hussein was supposed to be back in court today. His trial was supposed to resume after a month-long delay, and there was supposed to be a new chief judge in charge. The news so far is that none of this has happened, at least not in an open courtroom. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is following the story in Baghdad. And Lourdes, what's the latest problem?
Well, we don't really know what is happening at the moment. All the press is assembled there, but they have not been led into the actual chamber where Saddam Hussein is tried. So we don't really know what the delay is. This trial was supposed to happen about 3 hours ago, but it still has not resumed. What we do know is that there's been a lot of disarray over the past few weeks, and we don't know if this delay has anything to do with that. But let me just say that the Iraqi High Tribunal's chief judge for this case was Risgar Amin. He resigned a couple of weeks ago in protest over criticism that he wasn't in control of the courtroom. He also alleged that there was government pressure being put on him. It was then announced that his deputy would take over the position as temporary replacement. But then shortly after his appointment, he was accused of having been a member of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party by the Independent De-Ba'athification Committee. He denies those charges. But even so, yesterday, the High Court decided to appoint another chief judge. He is Rauf Abdel Rahman, a Kurd like Risgar Amin, and that's who we're being told will appear in court today if indeed the trial does resume.
Other than that he's a Kurd, what's known about the new judge?
Well, he served as an appeals court judge in the autonomous northern region of Kurdistan. He was born in Halabja. Now, that's a Kurdish town where Saddam's forces allegedly launched a poison gas attack in 1988 that killed around 5,000 Kurds. The AP is reporting that some of the relatives of Abdel Rahman were among the dead. Now, Saddam is being tried this time for the killings of 140 people in Dujail, north of Baghdad. It's expected that he will face trial eventually, though, for Halabja. And then, obviously, there would be a conflict of interest for this judge, and he would probably have to recuse himself. But we must stress, his is a temporary appointment, and the tribunal still hasn't formally accepted the resignation of Risgar Amin.
So you have one judge who was disqualified because of his connections to the Ba'ath Party, and then another judge who was disqualified because of his connections to the other side. It does make you wonder if you can find anyone in Iraq who would not have been affected by Saddam Hussein in some way during his long reign.
That's very much the case. The question is exactly what kind of links. I mean, the defense is already expected to make charges that this new judge cannot be fair because obviously he is from Halabja, where this allegedly horrific attack took place that was sponsored by Saddam Hussein's government. And the other judge apparently had ties to the Ba'ath Party. So it does, of course, throw the court into confusion. And in the court of public opinion, it has to be said, this looks like disarray.
Now, Lourdes, we're getting word of some more violence and also more kidnappings in Iraq. What have you been able to learn where you are?
Gunmen wearing Iraqi army uniforms kidnapped two German engineers outside their workplace in the Iraqi industrial town of Beji. That's north of Baghdad. Apparently, at least six gunmen in two unmarked cars grabbed the two men just outside a detergent plant where they worked. There's been a surge of kidnappings of foreigners here. We still have no word, it has to be said, of the American freelance journalist Jill Carroll.
That's NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro. She's in Baghdad telling us what's happening outside as well as inside the courtroom as best we can determine as we wait for the resumption of the trial of Saddam Hussein.